Thank you, Mr. President. I do agree with what Councilman Ricks was saying. This isn't a new problem that has come up all of a sudden. And this is something that has quite frankly been one of my biggest irritants, is we're always at a point to vote for a bad choice or a worse choice. And this is one of these scenarios. The bond was approved by the voters, I don't have the exact dates, but let's just say 5 years ago. It got approved by the city council 4 years ago. And again, I'm spitballing here. And then we started going out to buy these bonds. Most reasonable municipalities start planning what is needed at that time to build up to tackle what the interest payments would be. We're being asked to raid a OPEB system that has been under question for several years. And I personally have been questioning the validity of a lot of the data and what the benefits are. I have a very difficult time reconciling coming here less than a month before our budget for next year, looking for additional flexibility, and that's our only option. I would prefer if there were other options, such as budget cuts, proposed budget cuts, shared cost savings. But the lack of planning is also one of the reasons why, you know, in the past we bring up, let's do some financial planning for the city. My challenge here, both to the administration, to the schools, and to the council, because we're guilty of it also, is we've had time to plan what these payments would have been. This didn't sneak up on us. Yes, we've debated it over and over and over again, but financially, all of a sudden we wake up in May of 2026 and say, oops, we need more money that we didn't plan for. If you're buying a home and you need a down payment, you're going to work for 5 years to make that down payment. You're not going to go, well, maybe you do go to your rich uncle and get it right away, but we don't have a rich uncle in this city. We are asking a financial instrument that has been heavily debated on this council floor, and a lot of mixed emotions on it, and a lot of mixed feelings, and quite frankly, a lot of mixed perceptions of what it really is. And now we're asking to rate it for 2 to 3 years. And what is the plan of paying that back and making up, to Councilman Rick's point, the compounded interest that we're going to be losing? What is the trade-off of making the payments through savings and tax dollars versus the opportunity cost and the future value of money by not making these payments? Those are the types of analysis that would help make a solid decision instead of, hey, I need the flexibility, without other types of concessions or ideas for paying our bills. I do think, and I hear people all the time, people on the council say, oh, see, we haven't crashed yet. If that is our bar, is we haven't crashed yet, and we're looking in the mirror and saying, oh, we don't really have the cash flow to pay our bills, however, we can raid from Peter to pay Paul without a plan, I'm really challenged at the approach we're taking without other alternatives. I know we're at a point where we probably have no other option but to do something like this, but I would personally like to see other work be made to our budget to see if we can shave a little bit here and there. Thank you.
Mayor?
A couple of comments.
First of all, the fiscal note was completed at 3 o'clock today because we needed the information from the actuary, and that's when it came in. We started working on it immediately when we received it. Councilman Ricks, I think you're confusing the amortization with OPEB because we didn't stop funding and it's not pay-go. The actuary said we could stop putting in $1.1 million per year. We still pay over $18 million, he said, because we were funding it, overfunding it, and we couldn't get it back out. That's why we did it. And Councilman Muto, we have planned for this. We took a $23 million fund balance when I started 5 years ago. We built it up to a high of $35 million. That was always meant to pay this debt. What we're trying to do here with the $5 million is not let that fund get too low. I mean, we started the OPEB fund trust. There was nothing there. We take it very seriously. We're trying to deal with it. We're in a situation now, we can raise taxes that are going to make very unaffordable for people in these times, or we can dip into that rainy day fund and possibly deplete it or get down where our bond rating is going to fall. It's a cushion. We have to get through 4 years. When we get to the fourth year, if they get them built on time, I know someone was going to say it, but I share that, but we get the balloon payments from the state. It's going to total $21 million over 2 years. That will replenish our rainy day fund, and we start getting close to half, maybe a little bit more than half reimbursement. So 4 years from now is a very different picture than now. We have planned for this. It's the only way we could plan for it. Cuts to the budget are going to cut services. I don't see where you would cut it. Maybe laying off staff, that's been done before, people did not like that. Not being able to pick up yard waste, not being able to clean parks, picking up trash once a week, every other week, things like that. You're gonna take something away from the residents to pay the taxes we charge them. This solution, it's deferring the money until reimbursement comes. It's just the only thing that makes sense to me right now.
Councilman Apple.
Thank you, Council President. Through the president to the administration, is just so I'm clear on that, I've heard a few different things and I'm getting a little bit confused. Looking at the fiscal note, looking at the ordinance, we're going to defer any payments into the OPEB trust above and beyond what the match would be to the city,
yes,
from the city employees. That the $5 million that appears in the fiscal note that we were provided today, is that a total over the next 4 years that you just said, or is that $5 million per year over 4 years equaling $20 million that we're deferring?
Per year, it's a ongoing savings.
So
it's not a one-time savings on
so we're deferring $20 million into the trust?
Yes, in different payments, yes.
And in 2030 is when we're looking to.
We don't necessarily have to put the $5 million, I believe that's the way it's written. It can be deferred up to that.
Right.
Should something happen where we didn't need to put as much money into the budget, the difference could go into the OPEB trust.
Discretionary. Okay. So worst case scenario. This is like a worst case scenario of we could potentially be looking at approving deferring a $20 million deposit into the OPEB trust over the next 4 years.
Yes.
Is the language in the amendment doesn't seem to reflect the fact that we would be putting that $20 million back in at any point. That's just foregone.
No, it's gone, right.
I think that's where it becomes an issue for me, and I understand the mathematics of this, but I don't know, we weren't in the negotiating room, any of us, but I don't know what those conversations and negotiations look like with the unions. I would tend to think that maybe the city or administration or someone made a promise to the employees that we were going to make certain levels of contributions.
So as a point of clarification, we will still be making our promised employee match contributions,
yes,
on the city side.
Absolutely.
So that still will be happening.
This is not going to dig into what was contractually
No. We have to match the employee contributions. That should say.
Fair.
It says it in there somewhere.
Yeah.
This is the match, but
Section C, right?
Yeah. It says that we won't be going any lower than what the match. We would still do the match. It's a tough bill, $20 million that we're supposed to be doing. Okay. Thank you.
Councilman Lattiser. bear in mind you only have a couple minutes left for your time.
So that number, to Councilman Napper's point about $20 million, based upon the number that Joe Newton said for this year, if that number is the same, you could be talking more like $22 to $23 million. The big question here is, who's paying the interest that's going to be lost on that $20 to $22 million? Who's paying that interest? Nobody. But Mayor, you have said on a couple of occasions this evening that the choice is to use this money instead of having to draw down on the rainy day fund. Are you suggesting that if
you have 1 minute left, Councilman,
if that $5 million, whatever it is used to pay the interest on the bonds, that there will not be a tax increase this year?
No.
Okay. So in addition to using $5 million plus to pay down the bond, we're still looking at a tax increase.
Well, when
on top of the $5 million.
When the budget's done, okay. We'll know exactly.
Which I think is going to the point of Councilman Muto's comments to understand, you know, where we are financially. Thank you.
All right. So because we are
also, I should add that we use our fund balance for investments also. So the less we have, the less we have to invest. So it works both ways.
So due to Rule 21, I need someone to request to waive ending the meeting at midnight under Rule 21 so that we can continue this topic.
Motion to move to waive the requirements.
All right, and now, so the next part is it has to be unanimous. So does anyone have an objection to continuing this item?
Yeah.
Continuing the discussion that we're having right now, right? So this shall not be should. This just says waiver of the rule requires a unanimous consent. I defer to Solicitor Walsh elsewise.
Under Rule 21, we have a midnight curfew. It requires unanimous consent to make any amendment to that curfew. So, yes, you could give a limited extension of discussion as long as all nine of you agree.
All right, so as the move-in, do you have a particular time? There's like additional amount of time that we add, clocking like half an hour, hour.
Is this to finish the entire, as much the docket as we can, or just to finish this one thing?
It's to your pleasure, really, at this point. Ideally, everything, but it's whatever we get to within
right,
the time
so let's,
we get to.
Let's keep the meeting open until 1. Any objection to that?
All right, so the request was to put it till 1. There appears to be no objection to that from any members of the council.
Did you say till 1 o'clock, Councilman?
1 o'clock, p.m.
I'm cool with that.
Alrighty. So, Councilman Lattice, you have 20 seconds left, but I think you were done for now, as far as your point. So, if you want to make a motion to suspend the rules in that regard. Oh, I'm sorry. What? So, sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
My motion right now is to suspend the rules on the time of discussion. This is too valuable and too important for the city to limit somebody to 10 minutes. We're here till 1 o'clock. Let's get the discussion out on the table. That's my motion.
Is that unanimous consent? All right, is there any objection to waiving the 10-minute rule for the purposes of this particular discussion? There is an objection.
Then I object to staying.
We already did that motion, though, and it was already decided on. You can't go back to it and then object.
We didn't vote on it.
There was no objection, so we moved on. Don't be petty. Come on.
No,
He objects. He's allowed to do that.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. And I'm requesting a vote.
On which thing are you requesting a vote on now? There was already a motion made. There was unanimous consent with no objection. We moved on. Then you made a motion for something else, which is fine. You're allowed to do that. You can't say, now I didn't get my way on that one, so now I'm going to want to go back to the other one. That's not fair to your fellow council members.
I object, and I challenge the ruling. This easy. Requires a two-thirds vote.
Point of order.
All right, so according to Solicitor Walsh, Rule 20.
Rule 17 and regarding the member's time can be independently waived or amended by a majority vote, separate and apart from Rule 21, which speaks to waiver of this rule, meaning Rule 21 requires UC. So the two requests are segmentable. So in this instance.
All right, so that means the Rule 20 request requires majority vote. So we should basically, oh, sorry, I'm looking at the any citizen, my apologies. You're absolutely right. That's why I was.
Councilman Muto would like to make a motion to waive the 10-minute provision of Rule 17.
All right, so motion made, seconded by Councilman Latter. Is there any discussion regarding the request to waive the 10-minute rule under Rule 17, which requires a majority voice vote? Is there any discussion? All right, so can we do a verbal? So all in favor of waiving the time limit for Rule 17, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
So it sounded like two. We're against. Okay, so majority rules. The 10-minute rule is waived. Is that a no? I didn't hear. I apologize. Apologizing. All right, so that's three. Yeah, all right. So clerk will please call the roll on it.
Mr. Snappy?
No.
Mr. DeLuise?
No.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattisa? Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
4-5 motion fails.
All right, so currently before us is we have until 1 to get through whatever we can get through. The 10-minute rule still currently applies. No one has actually hit their time limit yet. We're again on PCO 6-26. Councilman Napa, are you waiting to speak on this? Okay, I apologize. Councilman Napa?
Just had one more question through the council president to the administration. Just listening to what Councilman Lattiser had said, so we're looking at deferring or eliminating this $5 million contribution, still looking at a tax increase depending on what the budget looks like, and that tax increase would include a dip into the rainy day fund? It would. Okay. And I'm assuming we won't know what that is until we finish reconciliation of the budget?
Yes, but we will be going to the fund balance. We have to. We have $15.8 million in debt service.
Okay. All of those things taken into context, is the city going to reexamine what we're doing for, it's after midnight, when we buy vehicles and we make large purchases and we've allocated across X amount of years, stop making large capital investments on at least or t- tailoring back some of our large capital investments over the next few years so that we stop accruing more debt over the next couple of years until we get back on the rails here.
Okay, it's after midnight. I'm trying to absorb what you just said. The capital improvements, most of what the capital improvements we're doing now is on lease purchase
lease
program,
purchase.
Which is already in the budget. We're not going above what we... Lynn, can you explain that better?
Last year, in the budget, you approved $3.8 million of lease purchase. I haven't gone out to bid yet for that component of debt. It is in the budget for repayment for next year's system, and then you'll be presented with a new capital budget.
We're somewhat diverging off of the topic.
So you've committed to some capital purchases through last year's process through the lease purchase program. Next year in the budget, there will be less presented to you for your approval.
That's what I was asking.
I mean, the city needs to continue purchasing things like police vehicles.
Recognizing that the city does need to continue to purchase and replenish things that need to go out of stock, are we going to become more conservative over the next few years than we were this year? Because this year was certainly a fair amount of larger purchases.
Councilman Napa,
Solicitor Walsh speaks directly to this.
Keeps telling me that's not something. He keeps saying, look, this is, we're not supposed to be talking about the budget. We're supposed to be talking about OPEB.
We're talking about a financial impact overall to the city.
I understand. I'm not disagreeing. I'm the advice of our council. I'm regurgitating. I don't know what to tell you.
I respectfully disagree. So in order to decide whether or not we can make a cutback like this and that this sort of plan makes sense, I think it only speaks to the fact that we should look at what the city's intentions are as a whole. We're also talking about dipping into the rainy day fund and increasing tax burden, so I think that conversation stems other portions of the conversation that are inclusive in said budget. That said, I appreciate your input. I hear you. I hope that we can continue to. Yeah.
Oh, you. Every year we get more conservative, and then I wonder how on earth we're getting more conservative.
Appreciate
I've done a
that.
Lot of these budgets now.
I agree.
It's a hard
tough, balance tough
between, balance. You know, the taxpayers asked for new schools, and we need to do that.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Councilman Gebhardt.
All right. Sorry, it's late. Okay. This is not an ideal choice, right? We support funding OPEB in a proactive way, and we've all been marching towards that. So in a lot of ways, this is a deviation from the plan that we've been on. You know, I was here several years ago, and some of us were when Mr. Newton presented the kind of terming off of, you know, the pension plans being in good standing and our ability to make less of a payment into those pensions, and advise routing that into the OPEB trust to, you know, obviously increase the principal value there and let it grow over time. But the facts on the field have changed. There's, I think, always been maybe not a spoken or a voted on plan, but a perception that, you know, we have this artificial 4 or 5 year time frame where our debt service is, I already said artificial, but it's artificially higher than it actually is because the state withholds the pay-go interest reimbursement until the project is done. So there's five-ish million additional dollars that we need to contribute in each of those years that is actually being reimbursed in full. If the state were able to pay that pay-go as we as or pay that the pay that interest as we go, then we wouldn't even be having this conversation, because that $5 million would be covered by the reimbursement, and we'd be moving forward without this. However, we have to wait. So I know we had the mayor had said publicly over time that, you know, we would shore up the next 4 or 5 years by dipping into the fund balance, and to bridge that gap, right? Because if we raise taxes to the point that it covers this sort of artificial debt service, then when we get to the end, when the state reimburses us, now we will have raised taxes beyond where they need to be. All that said, that the part about this whole plan that makes me uncomfortable, A, is, you know, we've been moving towards, you know, goosing the OPEB funding with the relief on various pension plans. So we won't do that. And I think there's good justification as to why we would take this approach right now. But there is no date certain in this proposed ordinance as to when we would replenish those payments. And don't come at me with replenish the payments with interest, et cetera. I don't think we're in a position to do that. But we should at least be repaying the principal back to, essentially, we're borrowing it from ourselves, but we should at least be repaying the principal. And so if we're saying, hey, over the next 4 years, we need $5 million a year to pay this artificially high, you know, interest payment that the state is actually reimbursing us for. We don't want to take the $5 million out of the rainy day fund just straight away, because it's going to make the rainy day fund look small and it might impact our credit rating. So we'll take the $5 million a year from where we were going to defer it to, or we're going to put it into the OPEB trust fund, and we'll use it to make these short-term debt obligations. Fine. But when the state pays us the $20 million in interest, reimburses us for the $20 million of interest, at that point, we should make a commitment in this ordinance that all of those funds go directly into the OPEB trust fund. Now, the impact of that is much larger, because obviously if you put the $5 million in today, the impact of that $5 million, you know, 20 years from now, losing this 5 years is material. But we do have to make some decisions here, and life is imperfect, and we weren't anticipating having, you know, on the school side, you know, a big budget shortfall that we're also going to be paying down out of the budget and out of the rainy day, et cetera. So all that to say that I think this is imperfect. I would feel better if we amended it to have a date certain that said when the state starts reimbursing us for their share of the interest, that we immediately put that directly into the OPEB trust fund. Is it perfect? No. But does it at least help us still keep in the direction that, you know, we've all kind of mutually been headed? Yes. So that would be my recommendation.
Councilman Lattister, you have 20 seconds. 20 seconds. It's a nice try.
So, do we hear what we're saying here? We're saying, so let's take out a $20 million loan to pay off a $20 million credit debt, credit card. That's what we're saying. And at the end of 4 years, okay, we're going to get the $20 million back. with no interest. That's what we're saying.
So, Councilman, it's your time if you want to.
That's it.
Okay. I forget. Sorry, I was trying to wait to the end. I hope I achieved it. All right. Councilman Gebhardt, your light's still on. Or is that just a leftover?
Got it.
All right. Councilman Napa?
Councilman Gebhardt, were you suggesting an amendment? I just seemed like you may have been, or were you suggesting that the...
I may have been circling around an amendment. I'm happy to offer an amendment if that is desired.
Would something to that nature be palatable to the administration? So Councilman Gebhardt had alluded to feeling more comfortable with this amendment if there was some commitment in the amendment codified that when reimbursements start, that we make a diligent effort to replenish what we what we're foregoing.
Okay, I can read a brief amendment. So the amendment would be there's a current paragraph subsection C that says during the period of time when the city makes any debt, blah blah blah, through the end of that paragraph. The amendment would be to add one sentence to the end of that paragraph that says, any amounts so reduced shall be repaid to the OPEB trust after the state begins full reimbursement of the debt service payment, and in no event later than 1 year from the commencement of such reimbursement. So, in effect, saying, when the state starts to repay the city for their share of the interest, which we are fronting for them, that upon commencement of them starting to pay us, that we then repay those funds to the OPEB trust.
All right, and so, Mayor or whomever, any thoughts on that? And I would suggest that there's two parts. You have the time frame in which to do it and the mandate to replenish.
Okay, I like the concept. I'm gonna ask if we can come back to the next meeting after we consider that. I'm not trying to be, it's just very important. We have to look at the time frame, how much it'll be, because the debt service is $15.8 million this year, but it's gonna escalate for the next three. So we have to see how it would be affected. You may not be able to pay it all back in 1 year. That's just kind of what I want to look at. You may have to amortize it over 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, this is only referring to the funds
that we don't put in.
So any amounts so reduced. So reduce refers to, in your existing paragraph, where you say the city may, at its discretion, reduce its payments to the OPEB trust. So if you were meant to put in $5 million this year and you put in zero, so reduced refers to $5 million. So all the other stuff, don't worry about it. It's the amount you were meant to put in. We're just essentially putting that on the balance sheet, putting it over here, writing an IOU, and as soon as you start to recoup those funds, you owe that first creditor is the OPEB trust to get repaid.
I'll second Councilman Gebhardt's motion or amendment for discussion.
Okay.
I thought we were already talking about it.
Kind of, yeah. But Councilman Napa?
So I think since we're talking about likely $20 million over those next four years, I'd like to make a motion to hold to allow the administration to come back with
an amendment. I'm sorry, I missed that.
I was just saying, since we're talking about $20 million over the next 4 years, I'd like to make a motion to hold to allow the administration to come up with a plan to see how we can amortize that reasonably and come up with a happy medium.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
No, I think repayment schedule. I think it's a very good plan. I really do. We just have to make it realistic. Because if you lock us into a year and we can't quite do it in a year, it might have to be two, we'd have to address it again then. Because I'm not sure how much we're going to have to put in every year. And bear in mind, we still have to match the employee contribution.
Mr. President, I seconded a motion. You have a motion on the floor, you have a second. I seconded it for discussion. So I would like to have the opportunity for discussion on the proposed amendment.
The one that the administration wants held anyway.
The motion that Councilman Gebhardt made for an amendment, I seconded it for discussion. I want to have discussion on his amendment.
So, Solicitor, as far as this, whether or not the new time limit kicks in or not, I don't have a concrete answer. So, fresh item, yes.
So, my discussion is really simple with this, and I'm not suggesting that Councilman Gebhardt's idea is misplaced. But I want to remind the council members, I think the only one that's sitting here is Councilman Ricks. When the fire department contract was approved for the Boston schedule, which was supposed to save us $600,000 in the first year, and if it did not, it could be canceled at the end of the first year. But someone had to follow that. And admittedly, I did not follow it. And I don't think anyone else obviously followed it. And it actually was brought to our attention by Mr. Cody when he said, you had an opportunity to stop it because it didn't produce a savings of $600,000. My point is, who is going to be here in 4 years to monitor this with all good intentions? Who is going to be here? And is anyone going to be aware of it? Like what I just talked to you about? It's not condemning or criticizing anyone for not remembering. I didn't remember. I didn't mark my calendar to check it. We don't even know if any of us are going to be here in 4 years. So while it's all good intended, those would be the reasons why I would vote no on that amendment, because there may not be any of us here to follow through on that.
But it would still be an ordinance.
Right. That's the difference.
Yeah, I mean, the nature of this stuff is that it's...
I didn't hear who long, said
you said there would still be an ordinance, the mayor said, and my point was...
It's the law.
Yes, all this stuff is very long-term by the nature of it. You're not wrong to say, yeah, we might not be here, so how are we going to monitor it? And absolutely true, but it's just the reality of this, the nature of this topic.
I understand that, Mr. President, but the reality of this, when this type of an action is taken and there is no one monitoring it, or it's not possible to monitor it, or the same people not even here, then it's a failure. This is different than making a 3-year contract commitment that we may not be here to follow. This is something very, very different. We're talking about a $20 million commitment to a fund that, while it's well-intended now, to very well not be anyone here that remembers to do it or is here to do it.
Councilman Gebhardt?
I'm confused. Is it the same or is it different? Because you started by saying it's the same as the whatever firefighter thing, but nowhere in ordinance did it say that on a certain date after a certain amount of time that it would expire. That's what this says. Within 1 year from when the state starts making the debt service payments, we must pay the money back to the OPEB trust. That's not the example that you gave. The example that you gave said it could be reviewed if someone was paying attention, but apparently the folks who were here at that time weren't paying attention.
Right.
So it's completely different as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and bear in mind, every year we'd have to budget this accordingly, so at any point this could come up.
Can I add one more thing back to
Councilman Gebhardt?
That before that exchange, the mayor was saying we need some time to analyze. The other thing to just ponder here is that we know it's $5 million this year that we're not paying in because the actuary has looked at the pension balances and the actuarial data and said $5 million is what you need to pay in based on the state of the data. We don't know what the number is for a year from now because the actuarial data will change, the returns of the pension will change, and it will be a different number for next year. So it could be higher or it could be lower. We don't know exactly what it would be, but you could estimate something close to what the number would be, and we could monitor it as it goes. But I just wanted to close on that thought. Thank you.
All right, so I would suggest that somebody move to hold. I heard we had a motion for back to. All right, so.
Do I need to withdraw my motion? I'll withdraw my motion.
So there's a request to hold, motion to hold, and second it. Is there any discussion on the motion to hold? All right, seeing, pardon?
511.
This brings up a good point. Are we gonna hold till 11th or next week and have a special? Because just so everyone knows, my intent as of now is if we don't finish.
I would suggest next week.
Pardon?
I would suggest next week.
So are you saying 5/11? May 11th?
Yeah, I mean, we need this information to finalize the budget.
So then you're suggesting 5/4 then would be Monday? That would be my intended special meeting date.
I don't know what today's date is, so if you say 5/4.
Yeah, next a week from today. My apologies.
I know tomorrow's my anniversary. I remember that one.
Monday, May 4th?
Well, actually, today is.
Oh, happy anniversary, babe.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so my suggestion would be to hold it just till the next
hold
meeting.
Hold it till the next meeting. Leave it bland until we can figure out what date that might be.
You could make the announcement to hold it to the next meeting or a special election that may be called.
Special meeting?
Sooner.
Special election.
Gives you the flexibility. Really, so the next meeting that's on the calendar is May 11th, but subject to any special that may be called in whatever the varying ways that we're eligible to call that, should someone call that or somebody call that.
All right, so does that work as far as for your motion? Because I don't want to.
Yeah,
does that work for your second, Councilman Lasser?
If it works for Councilman Napper.
All right, so now the motion before us is the motion to hold till May 4th.
May 4th?
No.
I thought we said May 11th.
Hold it until
next meeting.
May 11th or a special meeting that may precede it if such happens.
Next meeting.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
So moved.
I was on the wrong page at one time tonight, too.
I was going to say, is there any discussion on that? And I think Councilman DeLuise has something.
No, I just want a clarification. Did we approve the amendment?
No.
Okay, so we're holding this whole thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll basically come back and restart the discussion with the amendment before us.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, we'll craft the amendment and get it out immediately.
And
so
then
you can have some back and forth.
Your light's on. Do you have further discussion on the hold? All right, so no lights on. There's a motion to hold before us.
Call the question.
I was just going to do the normal procedure. Is there any objection to holding as motioned? All right, seeing none, so held. Next is, hold on, I want to make sure. So I got all these notes now. PCO 11-26, an ordinance amending the code of ordinances to eliminate the personnel hearing board and provide appeals to the city personnel director. This is ordinance. And there was no recommendation, so we're going to, and there was no public input, so we're going to first ask for public input. But Councilman Napa, so ordinance, I guess all you can say is no recommendation. Because there isn't any recommendation on this item. Do we need a motion before we allow the public to?
Move to hold to May 11th.
Which one are we on? PCO 5-26?
Second.
How you said it, that got me.
I just seconded Councilman DeLuise's motion to hold till May 11th.
Agreed.
All All right, so yeah, so can we pause on that one and jump to, we have two items that are slated to go to the General Assembly, and obviously they're wrapping up soon. Is it okay if we do those, and then my next request after those is going to be just everything else, unless there's an objection, we hold either until May 11th, the same motion that Councilman Knapp made, May 11th, or a special that happens to precede it if such occurs. All right, so we'll jump to, I want to make sure we get the right one here. PCR 45-26, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to support recycling reform legislation S3012 and H7911. This was an intergovernmental and it was favorable. Is that accurate, Councilman Gebhardt?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, so for action, Councilman Muto?
Favorable.
I'll be recusing.
Second.
All right, motion for a favorable action made by Councilman Muto, seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Is there any further discussion on this item? All right, if not, clerk will please call the roll then.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Yes. Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
All right, so the next one we jump to is PCR 48-26, resolution to the General Assembly in support of legislation funding state aid to libraries at 25% of the local funds expended. Again, this is intergovernmental, and my understanding is it was
favorable action.
All right, so for action, Councilman Gebhardt, can you please move this?
I move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Gebhardt, seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Is there any further discussion on this item? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Snapping.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Foley, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Mr. Lassa,
yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Napa. Mr. Riggs.
Yes.
So I apologize, Solicitor Walsh has wisely pointed out there's another GA one, Assembly one, PCR 33-26, a resolution requesting the General Assembly amend Rhode Island General Laws 45-2-6 to clear the title for the sale of 34 Warwick Lake Avenue. This is intergovernmental, and my understanding is that it was favorable as far as the recommendation.
Favorable, yes.
All right, second. So for action, so I guess I'll go to Councilman Gebhardt again for action.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Are there any questions on this item? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
All right, and I have a request for us to do the claim one as well. Is that all right with everybody?
Yeah.
Say what?
There's a request to address the claim item, PCR 42-46, I'm sorry, PCR 42-26, resolution relative to claim for Croft. Public safety had a favorable recommendation for $300.
Motion to for favorable action.
Second.
All right, so for action, Councilman Muto made a motion, seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Is there any further discussion on this item? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Yes. Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes. Yes.
All right, so I don't want to rush too much when we have at least some time. I want to make sure, is there anything that there's a time factor?
Can we do the stop signs? Those are easy. We can all agree on those.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's make sure we get them all.
8 and 10.
Oh, they're on the same page. Perfect. So page 9, item number 8, PCR 44-26, a resolution in regards to installing stop signs at the intersection of Stanfield Street and Sefton Avenue. This is public safety, and the recommendation was favorable. Right, Councilman Muto?
Yes.
So move for action, Councilman Muto?
Move for favorable action.
Second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Are there any questions on this item? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
And yes, motion passes.
The other stop sign item was number 10, again on page 9, PCR 46-26. A resolution in regards to installing stop signs on Spencer Woods Drive and Deer Run Crossing where each intersects Major Parter Road. My understanding is that the recommendation was favorable. Is that accurate, Councilman Muto?
Yes.
So for action, Councilman Gebhardt?
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Are there any further questions or discussion on this item? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Gladstone?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ray?
Yes. So the same thing I asked before, is there anything else that's a time factor, either any member of the council have identified one or administration?
PCO 11-26 and PCO 526, you can hold till 511.
Which one?
PCO 1126 and PCO 526.
PCO 526.
You're saying hold both until 511?
Those two items were sent to the floor, though.
They went to the floor without a recommendation. We haven't discussed them, so I'm...
Yeah, I'm just making sure. Is there a time issue where we need to discuss it now? Oh, all right. So, all right. So in that case, if there's nothing else that anyone's identified as a time issue, then could someone please, is there any objection to holding everything under the same terms that Councilman Napa had for the other item, which is either till May 11th or a special meeting if one such precedes it? All right. So held. And by so held, I'm referring to the rest of the items that were otherwise not voted on tonight. Let's see here. There we go. Anything for unanimous consent? All right. Referral and advertising, PCO 15-26, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, 281 Associates LLC, applicant 246 Centerville Road, assessor's plat 246, lots 260 and 261. Bear in mind, so that we're on the record, so as of now, a special meeting will be called for May 4th, that is a week from today, and providing notice so that we hopefully don't have to go through the otherwise costly way of doing this when it comes to providing notice.
So
we did change this, so we can do emails. That's just a good point.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm not here today, which is tomorrow. I'm not here. I have a funeral, and no, I understand that, but I don't have a person either, so I've got a lot that I've got to get done, so you're going to let me know.
All right, so we'll stare at Councilman Foley. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Okay. So docket session. Ward 1.
Pass.
Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
I have 6. No. Pass.
Ward 5.
I have 1, an ordinance. The title will be public comment session.
Is it public comment session?
Yeah.
All right. Ordinance. Ward 6. I forgot what number came after 5 for a moment. That was impressive. Ward 7. Councilman Kirby, do you have anything to the docket session? Ward 9. All right, I have more than I'd like to deal with. So one ordinance in regards to tax title properties. That's for me and Councilman Napa. That's ordinance. I got one for ordinance, just admin. One for resolution, same thing, admin. In a gov, I got one here for a fiscal note for ordinance. And then on behalf of the mayor, a resolution in support of legislation before the Rhode Island General Assembly relating to the sale of real property located at 34. Wait a minute, we already did this. Sure? I think this one's done. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I'll just say it all again then because I confused myself. A resolution in support of legislation before the Rhode Island General Assembly relating to the sale of real property located at 34 Warwick Lake Avenue, Intergov.
This is ridiculous.
Okay.
This is absolutely
Solicitor Walsh is pranking me, so we're all done. Council's adjourned at 12:44 a.m.
No, you won't. I have a funeral.